From the other side of the footlights, here is WHRO-FM critic M.D. Ridge.
On April 11th, at ODU's Chandler Hall, the Norfolk Chamber Consort's program Shakespeare 400 Years After explored modern composers' approach to the music of Shakespeare in the 20th and 21st centuries. The concert was part of the university's International Shakespeare Conference. The program began with three songs from Shakespeare, a 1925 composition by Ralph Vaughan Williams, Take, O Take, When Icicles Hang by the Wall, and Orpheus with His Lute. Scott Chrisman, well known as a tenor with Virginia Carell, was making his debut as a countertenor with the sure accompaniment of Andrei Kasparov. In the first song, Chrisman's voice was a little chilly and hesitant. The second and third were livelier and more secure. As he further develops that countertenor range, the voice will grow warmer, more confident, and more accurate. Two settings of the Bard's Sonnet by English composer Roxana Panofnik featured the rich, warm voice of mezzo-soprano Stephanie Marx. Her diction was lovely and clear, but it's still nice to have the text available, and her long, sustained cadences were very pleasing. She, too, was accompanied by Kasparov. Eric Korngold, whose non-movie compositions are being rediscovered and revalued, was represented by Songs of the Clown from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. Soprano Elizabeth Hoag sang Come Away, Death, The Cheerful O Mistress Mine, The Brief Telling Hey Robin, and The Fast Challenging Adieu Goodman Devil, with every expressive phrase carefully considered. For The Rain It Raineth Every Day featured extravagant writing and long sweeping melismas for Hoag's lovely voice and Kasparov's piano. The first half finished with Oksana Lutsishin's lyrical powerful piano and five excerpts from Prokofiev's 10 pieces from Romeo and Juliet. A staccato march was followed by the angular minuet and the ecstatic joyful lightness of Juliet the Girl. The famous love theme appeared again in Dance of the Maidens with Lilies, and the final piece, Romeo at Juliet's Before Parting, evoked with passionate intensity the agony of separation after finding love. Scott Chrisman returned as a tenor in three Shakespeare songs by American composer Virgil Thompson. Was this fair face the cause ended on a hummed line, something we don't often hear? Sigh No More was a cheerful offering with changes in tempo and a Hey Nonny Nonny refrain. As a soloist, Chrisman needed to engage the audience more expressively. Interesting, since we had heard him as a countertenor earlier, his tenor range felt very low. Hoag and Kasparov presented three Shakespeare songs by Amy Beach, the first successful American woman composer. O Mistress Mine was very expressive and very charming. A wordless sung intro began Take, O Take, which demonstrated Hoag's power. Fairy Lullaby was in triple rhythm, with a lovely, long-lasting final high note. For Igor Stravinsky's three songs from William Shakespeare, Kasparov conducted a chamber grouping of Wayla Chambeau on flute, Patty Carlson on clarinet, and Anastasia Migliozzi on viola, with mezzo-soprano Adrian Kerr. In Full Fathom 5, the strangeness of the text was underscored by the strangeness of the music. A very different contemporary setting, the world premiere of Full Fathom 5 for soprano, viola, and electronics, was performed by local composer Mark Chambers on electronics, with Migliozzi on viola and soprano Elizabeth Hoag. It was a challenging piece, with glissandos played on the viola and sung by Hoag, leaping up to a high note and singing weirdly all over her range. Amazing. The final work was another world premiere, Kasparov's 2016 work, Concert Paraphrase on Lady Macbeth of the Mtsensk District, developed from Shostakovich's opera. Played by the Invencia piano duo of Kasparov and Lutsishin, it was power from the get-go. A lyrical melody built into intensely crashing chords. The two pianists have to breathe as one because both have lots of moving parts going at top speed. Spurred by driving rhythms to the end, they bounce from their piano benches to their feet and roar from the appreciative audience.